USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Although the coronavirus vaccines are not available to the general public at this time, Dr. Marty McCary tells Fox News you need to be proactive to get your vaccination.
Ask and fight for that vaccine. The best place to go is to go to the website of your local CVS or Walgreens or major pharmacy or your local hospital. Right now, it's not available to the public, so you've got time, but everyone's going to have to assess their own personal risk and fight for themselves.
As we get ready to head into phase two of the vaccine, the general public won't have access until phase five. President-elect Joe Biden says his transition teams have encountered obstruction from President Trump's political leadership at the Defense Department and the Office of Management and Budget. Biden said, "Right now, we aren't getting all the information that we need from the outgoing administration in key national security areas. It's nothing short, in my view, of irresponsibility." End quote. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Portland, Oregon police officials are asking the public to help break the cycle of violence where shootings and murders have jumped exponentially. At least 850 shootings have been reported in Portland as of December 24th. That's up more than 116%, with 393 shootings reported in all of 2019. Dr. Fauci is warning Americans COVID-19 is still deadly. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott tells us more.
December has been the nation's deadliest month of the pandemic with more than 63,000 deaths. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN's State of the Union the trend is quite troubling.
The reason I'm concerned and my colleagues in public health are concerned also is that we very well might see a post-seasonal in the sense of Christmas, New Year's surge. And as I've described it as a surge upon a surge.
Dr. Fauci says he shares the concern of President-elect Joe Biden that the pandemic might actually get worse in the next few weeks. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The New England Patriots were thoroughly defeated by the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football, 38-9. Patriots head coach Bill Belichick gives the nod to the Bills.
Well, tonight, you know, we didn't play as well as we played before, and Buffalo played well. So they're certainly a better team tonight, and they, you know, were better than we were in all phases of the game. Offense, defense, special teams, playing, coaching. Fundamentals, they did a better job than we did.
Patriots quarterback Cam Newton says all he wants to do is win.
You know, it's disappointing. You know, I'm just doing what I'm asked to do, trying to be the best player for this team that I could possibly be. That's what it is. I'm just trying to do and be the best player that I could possibly be for this team, and that's what it is. It's nothing that another opposing team is doing, but I'll be the first to say that I need to get better. It starts with practice. I just want to win.
Buffalo quarterback Josh Allen broke a team record with 34 touchdown passes this season. Josh credits his success to the team.
We care about each other a lot in Buffalo. The way that we practice, the way that we work, the way that we attack each and every day and come out here and play for each other. It's a fun group to be a part of. You know, again, hats off to our front office for bringing the guys that they've brought in. Ultimately, it's about the Jimmy and Joes and going out there and executing a game plan, and we did that tonight.
For the final week of the regular season, the Bills host the Dolphins Sunday. The Patriots will host the Jets. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.